I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
So the encounter with Janet Joyce led me to the little discs, each one bearing a sign of the zodiac. Putting two and two together, I sensed a ring of 12, the discs being a sort of mark of identity. Incidentally, a special branch man, Jonathan Service, was obviously on their track, but they'd spotted him, beaten him up and hidden him under the banned rostrum of the Arcadia. Charlie Austin took the unconscious and almost dead man home to his place. Then I returned to our two captives at the nightclub.
Who's that?
Just myself. I've come back to see if you've changed your mind. I asked you for a list of 9 people, each one carrying a disc bearing a zodiac sign.
I won't write it.
But you will, my friend. You see, I've caught on to the fact that each one of those men, or women, is a distributor of narcotics stored here at the Arcadia Club.
Ah, you're talking through your hat.
Be civil, my friend. You and Alec here are securely tied up, so watch out I don't take advantage of that fact and try treading on your ugly faces or something equally drastic. Now, the dope is here in this room.
There isn't any.
Quite by accident, that sword and scabbard fell off the wall. It was a very ingenious cache for dope. All your war trophies, of which you have so many displayed round the walls, are containers. Look, sonny boy, this Mills bomb. Unscrew the base. So, what have we? Dope again.
I reckon he's got the acid on us, Max. Let's do a deal.
Good advice, Alec. But I'm not open for a deal. Not with murderers, anyhow.
I ain't done no murder.
No? What of Inspector Jonathan Service, whose ticket you took and then you impersonated?
But he ain't dead. He's where I put him, under the band rostrum.
So it was you, you scum. For your comfort, his body's been taken away. But both of you are in for murder, and how do you like it?
It's all your fault, Alec. I told you to go easy. Oh, if I could only get at you, I'd choke the life out of you.
Well, you can't. But I'll tell you what I'll do. If you'll write me the names of the missing 9...
What will you do?
Give you a chance at Alec.
No. No, you can't.
I can't? Oh, yes, I can. Now, Max Spellman, here's a paper and pen. What about it? Will you write those 9 names?
How can I? I'm tied up.
I'll free your right arm. Well?
I'll do anything to get even with that skunk.
Thank you. Now, to unloose this arm. No funny tricks. Now, let me help you up. We must, of course, put the desk back on the horizontal. Funny you fell for an old trick like that. Now, right.
Listen, he'll double-cross you and write phony names.
Oh, you wouldn't do that, Max.
No, I...
Right. Addresses, too, please. Thank you. Take your time.
That's the lot.
And none of them is phony?
None.
I'm so glad. Now, Alec, you have the opportunity of proving your boss is an honest man.
What do you mean?
Just this. You'll call out the 9 names one by one. You can't see what Max has written from there. As you call, I'll check. Start. Don't worry about the Christian names and addresses. Max has done his bit very well.
Dempsey, Virgo, Morgan, Taurus, Faber, Libra, Marnie, Sagittarius, Gawler, Capricorn, Meshomp, Aquarius.
Go on.
Lemington, Cancer, Joel, Aries, Scorpio is Art Jennings.
I got that one. Then there's you, Alec, Pisces, and our friend Max, Leo. Thanks, Alex. Incidentally, your boss was honest, for once.
Well, now what are you going to do?
I'm supplying Scotland Yard with all this information, and thus, my dear souls, your little ring of distributors will no longer exist. Now, time passes. I must be on my way.
Aren't you going to let us loose?
Does a man empty a bag of poisonous flakes on the floor? No, Alec, but like Max, I'll free your right arm. So, now you're both even. But even in that condition, you'll not be able to reach any knots, I assure you.
Haven't you got any feelings?
None where you are concerned. Oh, one other thing. Here are two guns, one each, both loaded. I place them, so, on the middle of the desk. Now, wriggle all you like. It'll take you many minutes to reach them. What do you propose to do with them?
I'll plug that cowardly devil, Alec, first.
I'll kill you, Will.
All right, then. Go to it. Remember, the one that survives goes up for the murder of Inspector Service. Sorry not to stay and see the fun. Well, the fireworks can't start till one of them reaches the desk. Just time for a word with Inspector Ford when I find the telephone. And yes, Inspector, the names and addresses will reach you in the morning. When you round the people up, make sure you search each for the identification discs as noted.
Where are you calling from?
The Arcadia Club. And don't forget, when you come here, to search every one of those lethal weapons hanging on the wall.
Very well. I suppose it's no use asking you where you come in on this.
Not a bit. I'm so sorry. I've done all I can.
All right, I'm coming along.
Fighting it out. In the dark, too. Well, I think I'll stay and see some of the fun. Yes, I'll occupy that little niche in the band rostrum. Ah, bullseye, I think. Obviously no real casualties yet.
All right. All right, I'll stand by while I open this door and look out for squalls. These fellas are gun happy.
Very quiet. All dark, Inspector.
All right, come out, both of you, or we're coming in to get you. Pickett, reach round your hand only and switch on the light.
Yes, sir. Well, what a shambles. Been a gunfight.
All right, we can go in, I think. These jokers can't do us any harm. Both dead, Pickett?
Very much so, Inspector. Been a regular slaughter. They're both tied up.
Except their right arms. This hasn't been a slaughter. It's been a gun duel. Oh. Can you see? All right, I've got it.
A feather, sir?
Exactly, a grey goose feather.
Then he's been here.
Yes! I have been here. Happy hunting, Inspector. See you later.
What the devil?
Everybody, close all exits. Chase anyone you see and bring him to me. Never mind these fellas, they can't get away. I want that man. That's the Grey Goose. Tear this place apart.
Got him safe, Charlie?
Yeah.
And he's coming too. I gave him some soup and a spot of the doings. Brandy.
Reckon he'll be all right.
He didn't see where you brought him.
Not likely. But he'll begin to take notice soon.
Then we'll have to get rid of him in quick time. Let me have a look at him.
Come on, this way.
Who's there?
It's all right, chum.
How do you feel?
Better now, and thanks. Who are you?
Sorry we can't enlighten you. That's why, if you don't mind, we'll dispense with the light. Look, if you are fit to travel, we propose delivering you to Scotland Yard.
Really?
Yes, and what's more, here's your wallet and identification card. Apparently somebody at the Arcadia borrowed them.
That's right. You see, I was on special narcotic duty, and Max Spellman and the Arcadia came under suspicion. I got right onto it, and then they tumbled to me.
Yes, yes, all right, all right. Well, now, once back at the yard, you can tell them the whole works. Cheerio. By the way, in the wallet, you'll find a little keepsake from me. Incidentally, I'm glad it wasn't you I cracked down. As I frequently mentioned in these memoirs, there are certain scenes at which I was, of course, not present. The details, however, came to me later. A case in point was the safe arrival of Inspector Jonathan Service at Scotland Yard and his conversation with Inspector Ford.
Well, it was fine work, Service. That plague, the Grey Goose, stole some of your thunder. Max and Alec, your two best suspects, shot it out in the dark, both dead.
But how?
An ingenious arrangement by the Grey Goose. When we discovered him dead, we found his feather on the spot.
Well, I'm darned.
We've also 10 other names of the dope peddlers, all of whom have been contacted and will undoubtedly be pulled in a few hours.
Funny thing, Inspector. When that bloke and his pal rescued me and then brought me here, they gave me my wallet and identification card, which had been stolen from me.
Good. And in the wallet, I bet...
was a grey goose feather.
Oh, Lord, I win. I knew it.
Before he left, he said something rather funny.
Oh? What?
He said, "By the way, I'm glad it wasn't you I cracked down." Can you think why?
Yes, I can. He told me over the phone he'd KO'd a man who was following him and whose wallet he found was yours. He was very worried to find his victim was a police officer.
Well, there's the story, Barbara. And now it's all over, bar the shouting. Janet can get another job in another nightclub.
And the members of the 12?
All awaiting trial. And not one of them will get less than 5 years for dope peddling.
I was looking at the list you gave me.
Yes?
Would you believe it? Lemington and Marnie...
Cancer and Sagittarius in the dope ring?
...are another two of the syndicate. Dad's syndicate.
Well, well, well. Now, isn't that fine? Have a drink, Barbara, while you cross off another two names.
I will. Have you seen the paper yet?
No. What's on?
Just a little notice. Shall I read it?
Please do.
The Sisters of St. Joseph's Mobile Canteen thank the gentleman who last night left an envelope with them containing £70. By the feather left inside the envelope, they realized the donor was the Grey Goose.
Fancy. I could only find £70 in Max Spellman's Arcadia.
And thus, in his role of the modern Robin Hood, Roland Fletcher wins out again. But there are more adventures in store for the Grey Goose.